Barry from HR has weighed in. He does not like Can't Fight This Feeling by REO Speedwagon. Loves the band, does not like that particular song.
I have a few like that myself.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah, they have some misses.
Oh, you know what I realized? Share this with you guys. Oasis still 50-50.
Hanging in
for
the
you?
Yeah, remember, we're still possible. We're just thinking.
This is at Oasis
few more weeks.
Rose Bowl in September of this year.
Yeah.
How late can you push the decision that you can still
mid-August.
Sell? Okay. Because you want...
Is that date circled in your calendar?
I do have
phone?
A date circled, yeah.
You want to sell the tickets. Because you mentioned to us that you might go. If you don't know this whole saga, year ago, Oasis announces they're going on tour. Biggie says, I'm going to lose weight, whip myself into shape so I can travel cross-country to see them in Los Angeles. Bought the tickets. Got up early, bought the tickets, got them.
Beat the odds.
Beat them. Going to the Rose Bowl, which is a trip in and of itself is incredible.
And it's like my body heard me. He went in the hospital 3 times since.
Exactly. So we were like, no chance.
Yep. Cellulitis, heart, cellulitis again.
Bam, bam, bam.
Oh, almost went septic the first time too.
Sure. Ooh. Right. Mm-hmm. They called him the septic tank.
Yeah.
Okay.
And just to show you that doctors won't always tell you what's really going on when you first get there. Mm-hmm. I went to the hospital so much in the last year that people started to just know me.
Mm-hmm.
And one doctor came in and he's like, yeah, it's like, this is the most recent time. He's like, oh, cellulitis again. He goes, yeah, we about lost you last time.
Did he say that?
Yeah. And I went, what? He's like, yeah, you were septic. You were real 50-50 there for a while.
But he didn't tell you that at the time.
Never said a word to me.
We put it in your portal, to be fair. Somebody didn't check the portal. In big bold letters at the bottom. You nearly died.
That was when
hope you have a will. Did you read your portal?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Get your
affairs. Oh, you're on the portal.
We'll get just... affairs in order.
That was the time.
Sell things. Give away dogs.
Oh, my God.
I never knew it was that bad.
Well, me neither. Obviously.
No.
It's the first we're hearing.
Yeah, what? Same. And I said, because I was like, what? He's like, oh, yeah, man. He's like, you came in real bad shape.
Oh, man.
Is that... That wasn't a Kelly delay, was it?
No, that was the day. That was the day.
That ambulance?
That was ambulance day. That was the day you all ran from the ambulance.
Ambulance was December?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Ambulance was November.
November, okay.
December was when I came to work and realized that my heart was racing.
Mm-hmm.
So that was when I went back to the hospital.
Is that when B.B. Shea just appeared in the room?
Yes, and I didn't tell you guys. And I drove myself there that time.
That's right. Y'all made a switch without telling
you. Yeah.
We're like,
yep.
You...
And I was like, something's not right here. I can barely breathe, and my heart's racing.
Right. And we looked up and said, something's amiss here.
Yeah.
Oh, Biggie's gone, and B.B. Shea's in. Yeah, ambulance day. I left. We didn't tell anybody, and everybody said, why is the ambulance here? We're like, Biggie, something.
Something or other.
Turns out he was septic. Okay.
Yeah.
Didn't know it.
No, never. And I never knew it was that serious. And that's why we got you in so quick and took you up to intensive care. I'm like, never knew any of that.
After all that,
you thought Oasis was gone at that point.
We wrote it off.
Yeah.
We wrote it off. And then, probably a couple of weeks ago, Biggie says, you know, this Oasis show is getting such great reviews. And now Biggie's making some changes. He's on Manjaro. He said, I might be able to go see Oasis.
Depends on my knees.
But the very next day, you missed work.
Of course. Yeah. Because my knees. It's like I've noticed anytime I say something out loud, it's like my body hears me and goes, well, let's just give them a quick reminder.
Right. So after that, we tabled that. Now, where are we? You think maybe for Oasis?
Yeah. It's like, I don't want to give up hope. Maybe I should, but I did notice I've looked at the set list. The set list is the same every night. They have not differed at all so far, which is fine. I appreciate that. And just like one of my other favorite bands, Motley Crue, their last song is one that I don't like, so I can beat the traffic.
Well, wait a minute then. The last song has Wonderwall?
Nope.
Champagne Supernova.
Bingo.
You don't like Champagne
Never
Supernova?
Never cared for Champagne Supernova.
Huh.
Well, I do. I like that song.
Everyone does. That's why it's last. And they close. Now, they do Fireworks, but I've never cared for that song. It's always been a hard skip for me, much like... The many times I've seen Motley Crue, they close with Home Sweet Home, which is their biggest hit. And you know what I do? See ya.
Oh, yeah, before it's over. And you tell whoever you're there with.
Yeah.
We're not hearing Home Sweet Home.
Yeah.
We're not hearing it.
Just like I would tell whoever goes with me to Oasis, I'd say, we're not hearing Champagne Supernova. We're going to be in the Uber line.
When you discuss this big in your head, you don't have to give names or anything like that. When you think about your trip to the Rose Bowl to see Oasis in your head, who's with you? A close friend, a buddy, a lady friend, or a trusted healthcare professional?
I'll say her name. My friend Katie. You guys know her. I've already talked to her about it.
Is she an EMT?
No, but she has been with me in the various hospital settings and stuff that she'd at least know what to do.
I think you should take Chris Dim. I just think the two of you need to, I just think you need to bond and make a road trip together. It just hit me when you were saying, I don't know. That, just you guys go, you know, just go. Maybe
it's like your last chance for both of you.
Listen, BB Shay and I'll hold down the fort here. You guys just go and enjoy yourselves. You know? Yeah, last trip for both, you know?
Well, hopefully his eye's better. Otherwise, everyone think he'll be the bigger fan crying the whole time.
Oh, he's emotional.
Jeez, man, it's just don't look back in anger.
Dang. I didn't know Wonderwall was such a...
Yeah.
An really got to him.
Yeah.
Wow, look at this. You brought your dad.
Really hit him.
Really got to that old guy.
I guess you're homebound. You have to stay with your dad now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. Right.
I see your dad takes care of you now.
Yeah. Well, he has to at this point.
Now, Biggie, have you? I know you may have thought about various scenarios in your head. If you have to make the decision to sell the tickets, are you going to inflate the price?
No. In fact, Oasis has gone way out of the way to make sure you can't even sell them yet.
Oh, really?
And if you and sell them, you'll
back
sell
what
them.
You paid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you'll sell them on like kind of their. They have their own reselling website. They have really gone trying to go because the initial ticket sales did not go well. As far as it was just a cluster.
Uh-huh.
I mean, when they went on, remember, I was going to originally go over
UK only.
UK.
That's right.
And then people were automatically trying to resell them, so they basically put a freeze on it and said no resales.
It seems like restraint of trade to me.
Well, I agree. I mean,
yeah, but I can't even attempt to resell them until a couple weeks before the concert.
And when is the show? What's the exact date?
September 7th, I believe. It's a Sunday.
You can do a Sunday show.
So that's what I got to get. Yeah.
You two need to fly out there. Let's make it a weekend.
Make it a Labor Day thing.
Mm-hmm. Fly out there.
Labor Day weekend show?
For the Labor Day weekend show. That's right.
Is that Labor Day weekend? Or is
it's the weekend before.
So you go. Labor Day's early this year. I tell everybody that. Labor Day's early this year.
Mm-hmm.
That's a no. Chris Dibb's emotional.
He's emotional about
He's
this again.
About he doesn't like an early Labor Day.
Yeah, he prefers a later Labor Day.
Yeah. Labor Day's September 1st. I mean, the Monday is September 1st. I told everybody that in the meeting. Everybody's like, Labor Day's what, the 5th or 6th?
No, it's early this year.
It's the 1st. I know all dates in my head. I know all of those places.
They probably do that just to wind you up.
I bet they do now because they know how you get with dates.
As soon as you leave, there's a tally board. It's like, got them again.
Yep.